Buffalo. Dry grass is up to our knees, you said. Have you been hearing about the bee? I said, yes, I have, but that's all right. No one can stop the blue of the sky. To which you made a wordless reply. You reach the earth and you reach the sky. A handful of dirt and a handful of sky, you said. Let's keep it in a bottle. Let's keep it in a bottle. We found a flower on top of the ridge. You said it looked like a natural bridge. You took a photo and you picked it too. You said it looks a little bit like you. You said, let's keep it in a bottle. You said, let's keep it in a bottle. Let's keep it in a bottle. Let's keep it in a bottle. A thrill, 102, and there ain't no shade
My tiny shadow is a window pane. You said the hills are dry and the hills all right. The hills can bring on a lifetime. So give it to me, give it to me now. Water from your well. Let's keep it in a bottle. Let's keep it in a bottle. Soft and purple glow on the rock and the feather. And the cool of the new Montana rain claimed the weather. And the line of the boulder together.
Yeah, there's a sort of a latter-day New Riders of the Purple Sage about them, really. It's just maybe it's the pedal steel guitar, but interesting imagery in their songs as well. There's a band called I See Hawks in L.A. from the new album Hallowed Ground, and a song there called Keep It in a Bottle. Interesting idea. There was an episode of Northern Exposure a bit like that, where they decided to clone everything, keep little DNA samples of really good tomatoes and plants and stuff. Very interesting. Okay, before that we heard two tracks from Crooked Still, and they have two albums out already. They've got another one coming out next month, and they're going to be in town at the end of July. Crooked Still from Boston. We heard from the album Shaken by a Low Sound, New Railroad, and from their debut album Hop High, The Last Fair Deal Gone Down. Got a wonderful sort of blend of blues and old time and bluegrass with their own twist on it as well. And the banjo player is the banjo player in Pete Seeger's Sessions band. Very interesting group. A squeaky chair here, but anyway. Right, up next we've got Tim O'Brien from his latest album Chameleon on Proper America Records. It's a rather religious sounding title, actually, this, but not necessarily so. This is Father Forgive Me. I'll follow that with Eliza Gilkerson from her brand new CD, Beautiful World, on Red House Records. And then a duo from St. Catharines, Ontario, that's sort of taken my fancy lately, called Stewed Roots. First up, Tim O'Brien.
Here's a little story and it goes like this. Jesus betrayed by Judas' kiss. Jesus needs him, don't you see? In his midnight garden of agony. His midnight garden of agony. He says there's a job I gotta do, and I'm gonna need a little help from you. I'm gonna free his world from sin. Somebody gonna have to turn me in. Somebody gonna have to turn me in. Father, forgive me, I never knew. Never saw that coming, no, I never do. I'm gonna bow my head and I'll say your name. Just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game. Well, I had me friends in a big old band. They were looking for a fiddler to lend his hand. They had all the girls and the cocaine too. I got out in my rig, showed them all I knew. I took out the fiddle, played all I knew. I never got that gig even though I tried. Well, it's just as well I might have died. But things aren't always what they seem. When you walk in the fog and you live in a dream. You walk in the fog and you live in a dream, that's me. Father, forgive me, I never knew. I never saw that coming, no, I never do. I bow my head and I say your name. Just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game. There's a little bee buzzing around a flower. Has no idea it's its finest hour. Has no idea about the greater scheme. He's just sucking up nectar for the queen. Sucking up nectar for the queen. And that first time you spoke to me, I couldn't know how big our love could be. Who knew how far love could go? And where it ends, we'll never know. Where it ends, we'll never know. My father, forgive me, I never knew. I never saw that coming, no, I never do. I'm gonna bow my head and say your name. Just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game, yeah. Just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game.
But it looked fine. We emptied the coffers of water and wine. The party's over. We had a good time. We danced on the tables, midnight till dawn.
Painted ladies and their pink carnations, all dressed up before the celebration. So mama knew how she'd go dancing. You gotta get out, go out laughing. You gotta let go of your pretension. Honey, now you move too fast. Just relax, you know, or it won't last. Patience never was your finest friend. So you go and you go and you go now. You never say no, never no now. You gotta let go of your pretensions. And worry less. And no need to take the train express. Well, life is in your face, it's no easy task. Cause you go it alone, you're at home now. You gotta be bold, gotta know how. Don't you give up, life's uncertain. You gotta let go of your pretensions. And just relax. Get up too early now. Just relax. Watch that day roll by.
Just relax.
You enjoy being idle.
And just relax.
From St. Catharines, Ontario, that's Stewed Roots from the album In the Middle of This and The Pretension Rag. Before that was Eliza Gilkerson. Her new album's called Beautiful World. On Red House Records, she's going to be at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. And, oh yes, great album, the new one. And her keynote speech at the Folk Alliance was extremely inspirational. It's on her website, ElizaGilkerson.com. Just have a look to see what she wrote. And talking about the role of the troubadour in today's society. Very, very inspirational speaker. And pretty darn good songwriter as well, Eliza Gilkerson. And before that, we had Tim O'Brien from the album Chameleon and Father Forgive Me. It's about 20 past 10 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca everywhere else. And thanks for joining me. Hope you're enjoying the show. 604-822-2487 is the number to call. It's been amazing, actually. I've been doing this show since 1985. So next week's edition is the 23rd birthday edition of the Edge on Folk. So if you want to, you know, make any requests or anything for that show, you can give me a call on 604-822-2487 today, or even next Saturday. Or you can email me in the week. You can email to steveedgeonfolk@telus.net. It's all one word. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to hear from you. See what we can do for a special occasion. Why not? Oh, we're going to stay in Ontario. This is a duo, two very young, very fine songwriters called Dala. They're going to be at the Island Music Fest in Vancouver Island early July, the week before the Vancouver Folk Festival. And this is from their first album, This Moment is a Flash. And it's a rather little sad one, this, but we're going to cheer things up again with a springtime song after this. But this is Dala and a song called Go Home Alone. Aww.
But now that you're renting that room in my head, I picture myself and find you instead. And the words that I hear are the ones left unsaid. You can wrap your arms around, but hold back in your head. And I dreamed you were here, but you're miles to the west. And I'm starting to fear we won't pass this test. And I have seen your shadow walk you home. And I know we'd survive if we left each other alone. And when you go home, you go alone. And when the nights don't make up for the days, and the game becomes more than play, to go home might be better than to stay. And I hope you can hear the rain coming down, for they say the same sun lights up both our towns. But I'm starting to think, looking through a glass pane, that we'll never share the same days again. And I have seen your shadow walk you home. And I know we'd survive if we alone. And when you go home, and when you go home, and when you go home, you go alone.
barking at the light of the moon. I got a feeling there's a blizzard coming soon. The cat is scratching at the door to get through. I'm feeling jumpy about you too. There's a cold front and some crying overdue. Been over a week since there's been ice out on a lake. It's 3 in the morning, but I just know you're awake. Windows shut, the fire's been out since 2. Now that's exactly how I feel about you. There's a cold front and some crying overdue. There's a cold front and some crying overdue. All winter till my body was black and blue. Water walking Jesus, you know that it's true. I guess you know I won't be coming when you call. Alberta, springtime ain't no springtime at all.
Alberta, springtime.
Falsehood were the best of friends. That's the way this little story begins. Way back yonder when the world was young, these two girls went out to have some fun. And that's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. You know I wouldn't lie to you. Now you could always tell truth by the dress she wore. It was a long flowing gown way down to the floor. Silky, silky, pearly white. A little lace collar that she buttoned up tight. And that's the naked truth. Falsehood, on the other hand, she wore a dress of red. A tight, sassy little number. Turn your head. Fishnet stockings and the high heel pumps. A slit up the side make a dead man jump. And that's the naked truth. Now these two good-looking, fun-loving gals, did I tell you, they were the best of pals. Yeah, they decided to go skinny dipping one day. Strip buff naked and they swam away. Well, that's when Falsehood cooked up her wicked idea. She said, Truth, honey, you just keep swimming now here. I'm gonna sit up on the beach, get me a little sun. Mm-hmm. That's how the trouble begun. You see, because Falsehood put on the dress of white, she buttoned it up, buttoned it up, buttoned it up tight. She laughed to herself. She said, wait till people see. They'll think it's truth coming. and it's gonna be me. Well, in truth, come out of the water, a dripping wet. Took one look at falsehood, she said, is this the thanks I get? I take off my dress for one tiny little minute. I turn around, and there's my best friend in it. Falsehood said, you don't get the joke. Here's the setup. I wear your clothes, you get into my getup. Truth said, uh-uh, girl, that won't do. I'd rather go naked than be mistaken for you. And that's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. That's what we call a naked truth. You know I wouldn't lie to you. Nudus veritas. Well, that's the way it is. To this very day, if something looks a little too good, you better just walk away. 'Cause a pretty little dress can cover up a lie. The truth goes naked, she's got nothing to hide. And that's the naked truth. Warts and all, it's the naked truth. Yeah, she's a little lumpy these days, but she's the naked truth. Tell her coming or going. The naked truth, you know I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie to you.
From the new Sing Out sampler, that's Joel Mabers. Some fine guitar playing in there, but definitely a bit of Davy Graham creeping in. That's a song called Naked Truth. And before that, a Canadian band called Pork Belly Futures, and a song called Alberta Springtime, and Darla from Ontario before that, from their debut album, This Moment is a Flash, Go Home Alone. Just after 10:30 here on CITR, it's got some surprise visitors dropping in. I might have to chat with them on the air in a minute, but we'll see. We're going to play a song here from Wickham Porteous. A brand new CD is called 3 AM. It's on Cordova Bay Records, same label as Pork Belly Futures, would you believe? And then we've got the son of Steve Earle, Justin Townes Earle, with a song from his brilliant debut album, The Good Life. Wickham Porteous coming at you on CITR 101.9 FM and www.citr.ca in every time zone, everywhere that the internet can reach, we can get you.
See, the world is not all right. You feel yourself, the touch is quite amazing. It's the human side that hurts the most. It's the news we hear from coast to coast. It's the fear and the idle boast we are praising. Ah, throw me deep into the water. Salt upon my wound. Makes me know I am alive. Ah, throw me deep into the water. Deep into the water goes my own true love and I. The sky is streaked in white and blue, and the sun they say is passing through. It's in all the things we say and do together. In the walls and in the sails we hoist, in the words that make a final choice no better. Ah. they drink and then they leave, while the family stays behind to grieve, and the children struggle to believe in rejoicing. There is happiness, there is single bliss, there is touching you with our first kiss, and in our momentary loss of this we find rejoicing. Ah, throw me deep into the water, salt upon my wound, make me know I am alive. Ah, throw me deep into the water, deep into the water goes my own true love and I. If you look around tonight, you see the world is not all right, and you feel yourself, the touch is quite amazing. That hurts the most. It's the news we hear from coast to coast. It's the fear and the idle boast we are praising.
If you don't want me like I want you, well, come on, honey, why don't you give me some kind of clue as to what I should do? Well, you keep acting like you love me, but all I want is for you to show me how much you really care, if you even know. Kiss you, you turn your cheek and oh, I miss you. Why do you have to be so cruel? I used to think that you were so sweet and loving, but now I know just what made thinking can do. So I don't know what I should do. Seems like either way I lose between lonesome and you.
throw down the blankets, say let's sit here for a while. I'll find a way to open this wine. The fisherman is silhouetted by the almond moon, a pendulum above the absence of time. And the ink black sea gurgled around you and me. I remember it, 'cause we were lagooned. Then you hand me the guitar and I say, look, I've really nothing to play. Race across the sky, and you say, just play the music of the moon, the music of the as I rose in your arms from deep, deep sleep today. If love is measured by the kissing of your eyelids, then I should kiss them every day. And I mean every day. And the ink black sea closed in around you and me. Let's sit here for a while, I'll find a way to open this wine. The fisherman is silhouetted by the almond moon, a pendulum above the absence of time.
All right, that's Martha Tilston, the daughter of English folk singer Steve Tilston, from her album of Milkmaids and Architects, and a song called Music of the Moon. And before that, we heard Justin Townes Earl. I mean, these are big shoes to fill. You know, Steve Earle's son is named after Townes Van Zandt. I mean, it's not an easy thing to walk into that, but he's 6 feet five, I think. He could walk into anything, as long as the ceiling's, you know, high enough. And he's a really powerful songwriter, and there's a song there called Lonesome and You from his debut album, The Good Life. And we started off with Wick and Porteous, back in the saddle again. Fine album called 3 AM, produced by Andrew Lou Goldham. Remember him from the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
He used to produce the Rolling Stones stuff in the 60s, and he's living in Vancouver now. He produced Wickham's new album. Yes. Anyway, we've got visitors here from Arizona, Bruce Howden. Good morning.
Good morning. Wife. And his beautiful wife.
And his beautiful wife,
but
Brenda.
Don't forget that.
No, you would never forget. Okay, Bruce Howden, who worked with the Rogue Folk Club for a long time, and, well, in, living in excuse me, near Phoenix.
Yep, just in the suburbs.
Uh-huh. And nice to see you back.
Well, nice to be back. It's yeah. beautiful weather.
It is. It's yeah. rather
it's
unusual,
cold,
isn't it? Is it? Well,
it's
by
cold.
Your standards, it's
freezing. Yeah. Cold for us.
Yes, it's warm for us. It's supposed yes. to get up to 22 today, which is about four times what it's the average it's been for the last 6 months.
Yeah. yeah. Monday in Phoenix, it was 42.
Yeah, well, that's normal,
yes.
apparently. It's not my idea of normal, but still. Anyway, it's good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Happy Memorial Day and all that sort
well,
of thing.
Yes.
So you've not been feeling very well lately. You've been having some problems with your back.
It's been a bit strange the last couple of months, mm-hmm. yeah.
But you're actually moving around now.
Absolutely, all by myself.
Your own volition.
Yep, unneeded. It's a good thing.
This is a good thing. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. I'm good nursing.
Well, hello, here I am.
This is my beautiful wife, Brenda.
Hello.
Excellent. All right, we are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Visitors from Arizona drop in. This is the last show of the 23rd year of this radio program.
Wow.
Next year's the 23rd birthday, 23, yeah. I guess, yeah. Yeah, so, it's nice to get visitors dropping in. You don't get that many phone calls, but, personal visits are much appreciated. Very nice.
Whenever possible.
Whenever possible, yeah, that's right. So are you finding much music down there or not?
It's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. Phoenix is the greater Phoenix. It's the fourth largest metropolitan area in the country. There are 4 million people in greater Phoenix. And very, very few of them are into alternative acoustic music.
Or anything.
Or, well, they'll go to see the big commercial shows at the stadium and that.
All right.
The American Idol tour is starting at the stadium around the corner from us. And it'll sell out, stuff like that. But, it's the usual kind of thing. We had we did some shows in the fall. We had Tannehill Weavers.
Did you?
Yeah, which was great for the 75 people that showed up.
Oops.
And then we had Richie Havens came and just killed. Phenomenal.
No, he's good.
The guy's amazing for the 45 people that showed up. But then we did an Irish Christmas show, which
sold out.
Which sold out.
Yeah.
And it was,
Well, you can only do it at Christmas, obviously. But,
but like the Irish community everywhere, they'll go see anything Irish.
Well, you could do St. Patrick's Day. You could,
Yes.
Or just do all Irish folk.
Yes.
You could do that as well, but Bruce would get very bored. You would get bored of that. Yes, that's right. There's only one.
I loved it.
Did you?
Good. They also had the dancers.
Yeah, they had dancers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And I like that singer, Maureen, as well, in the Cowliffe.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we're not sure if we're going to be doing more stuff or not. It gets a bit expensive when nobody buys tickets.
Right. So there's a Folk Alliance regional happening in Phoenix in October.
Yeah, in Mesa in October, just a suburb. Yeah, so we'll probably show up for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there myself, but except we've got shows all that weekend. Eliza Gilkerson and Tom Russell are here the 27th, which is the Monday. And
there is one very, very cool thing happening in Phoenix. I'm sure people here know about Target stores. they're kind of like high-class Walmarts.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But no, it's a better class Walmart.
Okay.
And the guy that owns the company's just got way too much money, and he's into music, and so he is building an international musical instrument museum in North Phoenix.
Okay.
And the guy that he's hired to sort of kickstart it and get it up and running is a Mr. Randy Rainrouche, who I'm sure many of our listeners have heard of.
Interesting choice of people.
Yeah, it's interesting. So Randy moved down to Phoenix in September, October, I think it was, and they're working on getting this museum built. His job description is travel the world, buy musical instruments.
So he's not. I just thought he was just trying to find a room big enough to put all his own instruments in.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are going to end up in the museum.
Interesting.
Probably. So his mandate is to buy instruments from every museum in the world, or from every country in the world.
I'm sure he can do that.
Yeah.
He probably already has.
Yes. So it's pretty neat. It's going to be quite spectacular.
But will there be actually any music happening in this place?
Well, these are the discussions that they're having. It's quite interesting because Randy is a totally hands-on, interactive kind of guy, and everybody else there has sort of come from the academic world with musical degrees as long as your arm. And
Yeah.
They're having some interesting discussions on how it should all be put together and what they should be buying and shouldn't be buying. And
there's a place like that in Paris, in the northeast of Paris, the Cité de la Musique, and you walk in and you walk past the exhibits and you've got the headset on, and then it starts to play music to you, but there's no people there.
Yeah.
It's just a recording. You know, but it's just like, well, this is one step removed from where it should be. But, you know, but you go outside, there's live music everywhere. Just around the corner in the Arab Quarter, there was like an 8-year-old blues guitarist who was absolutely brilliant with a big band playing with him in the bar.
Oh,
mm. Which you're allowed to play in a bar when you're 8 years old in Paris, apparently.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Don't know, beats me.
So that's going to be open, with any luck, by the end of next year.
Nice.
Yeah, it's coming out of the ground now.
Which is a rare thing for anything to come out of the ground in Phoenix, such a thing, unless it's raining. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't do that very often.
No.
That's why I like it there.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thanks for dropping in. This is great.
Yeah.
So,
hello to everybody that I haven't seen for years and years.
Yes, that's a collective sweep of the hand there.
Exactly, yes. You know who you are.
Yes, we do. Okay, I'm going to play some music here from a band from Kansas City called The Wilders. Now, The Wilders play sort of old-time country honky-tonk music mixed with old-time bluegrass and fiddle sort of mayhem, and they are great fun. They're going to be doing a concert and dance at the St. James Hall next Friday night. They're going to go to their album Throw Down and play some music from it, and they really are lots of fun. And it's kind of an appropriate song for, you know, Bruce and Brenda coming in here. It's called Won't You Sometimes Think of Me?
Oh, shucks.
Isn't that nice? The Wilders, thanks for coming in. This is great.
Good to see you.
Just won't.